to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. The only bad outreach attempt is the attempt you never make. And that is a quote by me. And why am I putting that quote out there today? Because the thing that can let us down the most in selling is taking no action whatsoever. And why am I putting this to the forefront for Monday Mindset? It's because sometimes the inaction, the action that we don't take, comes from trying to craft the perfect message. And you might be saying, yeah, but cold calling's dead, and we hear this argument all the time, but at the end of the day, if you're working in sales and you're trying to be the very best you can be, there is always going to be an element of engaging with people unsolicited. They're not asking for you to contact them. And great sellers identify their ideal customer profiles and their buyer personas. And they have an idea that they have an opportunity or they can help them. Because remember, the mindset of a sales professional is one where we go to market with an intent of helping others achieve something better. And when we engage with them, we're going in with that mindset and potentially we might be able to help them. And this is such an important thought and topic to be discussing because, again, I'll go back to it. There's so many of us that don't take action because we're trying to create that perfect message. We're trying to create that perfect email, the perfect narrative, the perfect discovery call, the perfect proposal. But often, in trying to achieve that perfection, we don't take action. Or the action that we take takes too long. And by then, our competitors pounced, or our prospect has decided not to take any action at all. And that's where a lot of deals fall over. And I want you to ask yourself a question. How many opportunities are sitting at you in the palm of your hand right now where you haven't taken the appropriate action? And forget about the message, you know, and I say that with respect because the message is so important. But it's okay to send a poorly crafted email. It's okay to pick up the phone and completely fuck it up. We've all done it before. The opportunity is the learning we get from it. But the reality is, if we don't take any action at all, we're never going to get the outcome that we're looking for. We're never going to be the best we can be. And that's what I love about selling, is doesn't matter about the mistakes that I can make in the sales process, because there's always going to be another opportunity for me in the world of sales. We live in a world of abundance. There's never going to be, we're never going to cap out and go, holy crap, there's no more people for us to talk to. There's always going to be somebody that you can talk to and that you can help achieve something better. But we've got to stop this thinking of it's got to be perfect. Some of the biggest deals I've done, seven-figure deals, have come from a poorly executed cold call, from a terrible cold email. But that's the awesome part about what we do. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you put out there, that you've engaged with somebody and they've got a problem that they need solving. And you just happen to be there at the right time. And that's where we create our own luck in sales. But you can only create that luck from taking action. There's probably a couple of segments, episodes that will come off the back of this episode, because I think the key thing is if we take action and we don't get the desired outcome, that's absolutely fine. We can reflect and look at where we need to improve. And we should be doing that all the time anyway. We should be A and B testing. And I talk about this in my podcast. You've heard me talk about this time and time again, right? The craft of sales, this is why it's such an awesome profession, because we get the opportunity to learn again and again and again so we can be the best we can be. But my message this week is really clear. Don't worry about getting it perfect. Just take action. Action is what's going to lead to results. And if you're going out there with the right mindset, the mindset that you're truly trying to help people, it's okay if things aren't executed perfectly. Because it doesn't matter how many times you do it, perfection is never going to be there. You're never going to get perfect because there's always that 1% for improvement. But the worst thing you can do is not take any action, because you're trying to get that element of perfection. So for this week, I really want you to think about, it's all about taking action. Make that extra call, send that email. Don't worry if it's too long, too short. Yeah, follow the best practices that we talk about and all that sort of stuff. Don't sit on it too long. Hit send. Pick that phone, dial, leave that voicemail, execute your cadence, follow up with that lead, do that one extra follow-up call, extend your cadence. Just take action, because action will lead to results. And if you've got the right mindset, the mindset that you're going to help someone, those results will be powerful, not just for the prospects that you help, but for you. So if this is a message that's resonated for you, or someone you know needs to hear this, to take action now, please like, rate, DM them, because we put this message out to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.